Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
IBM is buying AT&T subsidiary Sterling Commerce, maker of business-to-business data integration software, for about $1.4 billion in cash. The pending acquisition will bolster IBM's already burgeoning portfolio of data management software. Sterling Commerce's capabilities, combined with IBM's own middleware and analytics products, will help companies respond more nimbly to sudden business challenges, IBM said. IBM is buying market share as well as technology. Sterling Commerce counts about 18,000 customers in the financial services, retail, manufacturing, and other industries. Facebook has blocked in India the controversial Everybody Draw Muhammad Day page that last week led to the site being banned in Pakistan. The move follows protests by Muslims in the country over the page, which invites users to put up caricatures of Prophet Muhammad. Out of respect for the local regulations, standards, and customs, we have decided to restrict access to the Everyone Draw Muhammad page from India after being contacted by authorities and reviewing the matter closely, a spokeswoman for Facebook said on Sunday in an email. Access to Facebook was restricted on Wednesday in Pakistan by the local regulator, Pakistan Telecommunication Authority. Taiwanese laptop maker MicroStar International, or MSI, plans to launch a Windows 7 tablet PC next week at the Computex Taipei Electronics Show after showing off a prototype tablet running Google's Android mobile software earlier this year. MSI is now the second major Taiwanese vendor to dump an anticipated Google-based tablet launch at Computex in favor of one with Microsoft Windows 7. Last month, Asus Tech's CEO said the company's first tablet PC, the ePad, will run on Microsoft software instead of a Google OS. Google appears to be having trouble convincing PC makers to use its software, which puts it in a tough position because Taiwanese manufacturers account for the bulk of the world's computers via contract manufacturing for global companies including Apple, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, and others. Irish ISP IRCOM launched a three-month pilot program on Monday that will see those who repeatedly share files under copyright cut off from their internet service. IRCOM is implementing the plan as the Irish Recorded Music Association, or IRMA, puts further pressure on other Irish ISPs to do the same by taking them to court. IRCOM was sued by IRMA and has reached an out-of-court settlement. IRCOM agreed to put in place a so-called three-strikes plan where those illegally sharing files under copyright are warned and eventually have their access suspended or cut off. Under the new scheme, IRCOM will receive lists of the IP addresses of suspected file shares from DetectNet, a company that specializes in tracking files illegally distributed online. And those are the top headlines from the IDG News Service IT News Update. This is Mark Ferranti in the New York Bureau. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.